This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Post-Brexit trade discussions between the United Kingdom and the European Union will resume on Sunday. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen spoke by phone Saturday and after issued a joint statement saying their respective negotiating teams should make a further effort to assess whether significant differences can be resolved. Johnson and von der Leyen said progress has been achieved in many areas, but also highlighted three areas of division: fishing rights, the level playing field, standards the UK must meet to export into the bloc, and how future disputes would be settled. The two leaders noted no agreement is feasible if these issues are not resolved. I'm Ben Thomas.
Clashes erupted at a protest against police violence on the streets of Paris Saturday as protesters hurled projectiles and police fired back tear gas. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
A standoff on the streets of Paris, as dozens of hooded protesters hurled projectiles at riot police, smashed up shop windows, torched cars, and burned barricades during a demonstration against police brutality. Police fired back volleys of tear gas. Thousands had set out marching peacefully before the clashes erupted to urge French President Emmanuel Macron's ruling party to scrap a draft security law they fear would curb civil liberties. The bill would restrict rights to circulate images of police officers on duty, which critics say would make it harder to hold the police to account in a country where rights groups allege systemic racism. A backlash against the law was intensified by the beating of a black man. The incident was captured on CCTV and mobile phone footage that went viral and headed news bulletins.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of opposition supporters marched across the Armenian capital, Yerevan, on Saturday to push for the resignation of Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan over his handling of the conflict with Azerbaijan in Nagorno-Karabakh. More than 20,000 protesters rallied in Yerevan on Saturday, chanting "Nikol, you traitor," and "Nikol, go away," then marched to the prime minister's official residence. Armenia's opposition parties warned Pashinyan there would be civil disobedience across the country if he does not resign by noon on Tuesday. He has refused to step down, defending a peace agreement as a painful but necessary move that prevented Azerbaijan from overrunning the entire Nagorno-Karabakh region. In 44 days of fighting that began September 27th, Azerbaijani troops routed the Armenians, forcing Armenia to accept a November 10th peace deal that saw the return to Azerbaijan of a significant part of the separatist region. Moscow began distributing the Sputnik V COVID-19 shot in 70 clinics on Saturday, marking Russia's first mass vaccination against the disease. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The advanced trial of the vaccine is still ongoing, but the shots had already been offered to people from high-risk groups. President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday ordered the government to start large-scale vaccination in Russia by the end of next week, with medical workers and teachers the first in line. The vaccine received the go-ahead after being tested on only several dozen people, which has drawn considerable criticism at home and abroad. Health experts say the vaccine needs to complete advanced studies among tens of thousands of people to ensure safety and effectiveness. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A capsule containing material from an asteroid has parachuted back to Earth in South Australia after more than a year investigating the interstellar object. The capsule detached from the Hayabusa 2 spacecraft and was picked up by cameras as a dazzling fireball streaking across the Australian sky. It will be taken to the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency's lab near Tokyo. The Hayabusa 2 blasted off in December of 2014 for the asteroid Ryugu in a pioneering mission to take samples that scientists hope will help reveal how life on Earth began. An historic church in Lower Manhattan that houses New York's Liberty Bell and whose congregation dates to the city's earliest days was gutted by a massive fire early Saturday that sent flames shooting through the roof. The Middle Collegiate Church in the East Village burned after fire spread from a five-story vacant building next door. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.